官方的统计，目前大概已经有6000到7000个已经是往生的人。
So maybe this is just maybe they might be the more than that might be died.
那可能就是受难过世的人可能会更多。
So person who died and a person who lost the home, they are really, really so much of the desperate situation people are having.
所以我们就是回向给这些往生的人，还有说在这个大地震当中很多受难的人，可能他们的家园也不见了，也受损了。我们回向给他们。
So just pray for them, the person who passed away. So toll offering we will do for the person who passed away and the person who lost their families, and you know, for them, especially the toll offering for the person who passed away.
那今天我们做的这个丧事会供呢，主要就是要回向给这些往生的人，还有就是那一些他们的家人也往生的人。
One point very sad.
From 我方面来看呢，这样的一个悲剧真的是蛮令人难过的。
Yeah, one point very sad now. One point nothing, yeah, one point is very sad. So that's why now we will do the soul offering. Maybe after 2 weeks, maybe I'm thinking to go over there now.
那仁波切说呢，的确从某方面来看，发生这样子的一个灾害，真的是蛮伤心的。那仁波切在2个礼拜之后呢，会到尼泊尔去。
Okay, so anyway, so that's why now what will we do is that, okay? So, yeah, so, okay, so maybe we'll go from the mind training, then after that we will do the soul offerings, okay?
那现在呢，我们就是来上这个克读孔雀。那等一下，我们再做上师会供。
Okay, so, okay, so now what will we do is that, okay, so now where were we last time, the mind training?
上次我们上到哪里？
第一章啊，章完就是第十个偈颂，接下来是第十一。
Number two, now is the 11.
11 is what, yeah?
11. Okay, 11 is that for all the warriors who want to listen to the Dharma, it's like a peacock in the samsara forest.
Listen to Dharma, what is like what?
Okay, 11 is that like all the warriors who are listening to the Dharma, and they are like the peacocks in the samsara forest. And all the negative emotion and the five poisons
I
around
see
the
we have finished the chapter one or what?
Yeah, chapter one's finished. Now it's chapter two, the first test.
So now it's just like it's saying that in the samsara, like giving the example, when you look at the first chapter, no, chapter second, first paragraph, isn't it? Chapter two and the first
Yes.
paragraph, isn't it?
Chapter two first. Yes, first. Yes, chapter two first.
Okay, so we will go from that. Okay, chapter two, first paragraph. Yeah. Okay, chapter two, we will go from chapter two and the first paragraph. Okay, so chu de sen da po thunyen ku khwe na na ma ja zeba tha sro. So here it says that especially when you look at the samsara, look at the samsara forest of the samsara, they will be the peacock. Okay, example giving like a peacock in the forest. Peacock in the forest, the peacock will only eat the poison, even it will not eat the right food like a medicine.
那在这边就是举例啊，说在这个轮回林当中呢，这个孔雀呢，它们吃毒而不会真的吃药。
So what he's saying is example that when you look at the peacock will eat the poison. In the if you look at the jungle and the forest, peacock will always try to eat what it will try to eat. It will eat the poison. Even there is a medicine or the good fruit, the peacock will not eat that.
那就是我们如果看这个森林当中的孔雀，会发现它们都是吃毒，那并不吃这个药或者吃好的食物。
So this is giving the one example.
那这是一个例子。
So when you look at the peacock, generally peacock is even the peacock, it is the very fond of the eating the poison. Peacock eating the fond of the eating the poison, and the peacock never eats any other fruit.
那就是这个例子是说呢，这个孔雀呢都会吃这个毒，但是它们甚至于一些果子，它们都不吃。
So that's why even the some sorts of like that, even the people who are having a very strong attachment, we like a people who are having very strong attachment.
就好像有的人呢，有很强烈的贪着心。
So that's why the attachment, when the person having a very strong attachment for these persons, what we are having like a, whatever he will see and that he will like through the his attachment, not from the his reality.
就是说呢，就是有一些贪着心很强的人呢，当他们在观察事物或喜欢某些事物的时候，是依于他们的贪着心来看待、来喜欢，而不是从这个本身的这个实相来观待。
So that's why the person, when we are the bond, generally when we are the bond, we carry a lot of the attachment, carry a lot of the attachment toward the self, toward the necessities, and towards. Yeah, so when the person we are the bond, we will have first we will have the attachment toward the self, then we will build up the attachment toward the things, then we will build the attachment toward the so many things.
那当一个人出生的时候呢，首先呢，他会对自我产生贪着，那之后呢，他对其他的外界的事物也会产生贪着。Okay,
okay. Now it's saying that when you look at the peacock, what will the peacock will eat the poison? It will eat the poison. So same thing like that in the humans, in our mind, there are a lot of the mental poison. So here it's saying that the attachment is the one of the worst poison, mental poison. So what we have to do, the first we have to eliminate the attachment.
那就好像是呢，这个孔雀一样。其实我们人呢，我们的内心里面有毒。那在我们内心里面的毒当中呢，其中最严重的就是这个执着。那就是如果说我们必须呢，要想办法把这个执着呢给断除。
Hello.
Yes,
yeah, can you hear me?
Clear.
Yeah, I tell them sorry. Them today, my internet line is not that strong. Sometimes internet is not. Yeah.
人们就说不好意思，今天仁波切的网络没有那么的讯号没有那么强，有时候会这样。
Okay. Now here it talk the first talking about attachment. When the person is having the some sort of attachment or desire very strong, even they listen to Dharma, they want to hear the Dharma that what they like. They don't want to hear the Dharma that what they don't like because of the strong attachment and the desire.
那因为人呢会有很强烈的执着，还有强烈的欲望，所以在听法的时候，会只想听他们想听的法，他们就会不想听的法。那会这样的原因，就是因为有强烈的执着，还有欲望。
When we listen to Dharma, is we have to listen to Dharma which you helps you, which will benefit you. But the persons like to listen to Dharma what they like, not the what the Dharma which they benefit them.
那通常我们在听这个佛法的时候呢，我们必须要听这个佛法，那看这个佛法呢可以怎么样利益我们。但是有些人他们不是这样，他们只听他们想听的。
Okay, so that's why now here you can see that the. So that's why here I'm saying the first day will be the many different poisons. Now here the first poison or the mental poison, what we have to do, we have to eliminate the attachment. As when you look at the example, is it gave me as a peacock. Peacock usually it goes in the forest and it will eat and all the poisons. It will eat the poison. So same thing like that, we have to eliminate the first poison is attachment. Okay. So first thing is that in the mental, we have a lot of the mental poisons. The first mental poison, what we have to eliminate is attachment. So as you look at the peacock will go in the forest and it will eat all the poisons. So same thing like that, while we're born in the samsara, we will have a lot of the mental poisons. The first poison, what we have to eliminate is attachment.
那么今天说呢，在我们的心中有很多的这个毒啊，那这边讲到有五毒嘛，那其中是最重要的就是所谓的执着。那我们必须把这个执着断除。那就好像这个孔雀呢，它会吃在森林里面吃各种各样的毒。那我们必须要想办法把我们心中的这个所谓的这个执着的毒呢，要把它断除掉。
So that attachment will create a lot of the dreams in the human's mind, out of the many, many dreams. So sometimes the people, when they wish and so many wishes comes through attachment, so many wish and so many desire will come. Once they cannot fulfill the old desire and the wishes, then they will get the unhappiness, stress also coming from that.
那有很多人呢，其实他们因为抑郁这个所谓的执着呢，在内心里面有很多的不同的希望，有很多不同的执着，希望都可以实现。但是呢，如果这些愿望或是这些的需求没有实现的话，他们就会觉得不开心。
So that's why you can see the very funny things in human nature. Even the persons who expect the others to how to talk, even they expect and they want. Even if you look at the human, when they are having a very strong desire and the wishes, even they expect the others to talk like the what they like. You got my point.
Yes, Mr. 那有些人呢，他们内心因为有很强烈的这种执着，那有他们的这种希望啊，或是需求，所以甚至于呢，他们会去期待别人呢说话的方式是他们想要的。
So that's sometimes we are forgetting that they are also the human like the same as us. We are forgetting that. So once we are too much of the self-centered, so everyone should be act like what we want. So that's the very strong attachment, very strong desires because of that. Yeah.
那有时候呢，我们可能就会忘记一件事，就是说，其实别人呢也是人。 那有时候，因为我们太过为自我中心的缘故，那有很强烈的这种执着，还有很强烈的这种贪欲，那就会希望说别人他们做事的方式会是正如我们所期待的方式去做。那其实这都是源于非常强烈的贪着跟需求而导致而成的。
So that's why here it's saying that this is the attachment. When you not eliminate the attachment, even when you are having the very strong attachment of the desire, whatever the dharma practice you are doing it, here maybe you will use the dharma toward the wrong way.
那如果说呢，我们没有试着把我们内心当中的执着来断除的话，那即使我们非常的认真的学习佛法。 但是由于这些执着跟贪欲的关系，反而会让我们呢不是很正确如法的做事情。
Because some people, as I sing as a Dharma practice, they will make a stupa or something with the very precious, with the gold stupa and something they will make with the gold statue. But one point again they are generating the attachment, more attachment. When you make a gold Buddha statue. If you have not controlled the attachment, again, you will generate the more attachment to that.
那有一些人呢，他们是在学习佛法，是在修行，那可能他们想要就是造塔，或者是呢，会是制作这些纯金的佛像。但事实上，我们在做这些事要很小心，因为我们这些做这些事情的时候，有可能让我们产生更强烈的执着。
So that's the thing is, so that's why the first thing is that what we do have to do is that here it's clearly said the first thing is that we have to eliminate the attachment, that this is the first point that we have to eliminate.
所以在这个第十一个偈颂当中，他很明白的告诉我们，我们第一个要做的事情就是想办法要断除我们的执着。
So right now, the eliminate might be very difficult, but at least we can reduce it. That's the first step what we have to do.
那可能对我们来讲呢，真的要断除执着很困难，但是至少我们可以想办法减少，这是很重要的。Sometimes
we will have a lot of the desire, a lot of the desire. So maybe we will not look at the what we desire. We will not look at it, whether really it necessary to us or not. We will not look at it because of the desire.
那有时候呢，我们会对一些东西产生这种欲望或需求，但是呢，我们呢都不会仔细去观察说这样的需求到底是不是有必要的。When
you're using the Apple phone, then you will go for the Apple iPhone. Maybe if you look at Apple iPhone, when you're using the 4, then you will go for the 4S. When you're using the 4S, you will go for the 5. 5 to 5S. Because these also, but you will not look at the really it necessary or not. Sometimes the desire will say that, oh, I need that, I need it. In the reality, you might not need that. If you're using the Apple iPhone 5, you might not need it, the 5S or 6. But the desire will always tell you that you need it. But in the reality, you may not need that. But yeah.
Yeah. 那就好像是有时候呢，我们可能会去 iPhone。那一开始我们可能使用 iPhone 4，会买5S。但事实上，我们在买这些 iPhone 的时候呢，我们可能真的没有去想说，我们是不是真的需要这些 iPhone。我们只是呢，因为想要买它而去买它，而没有真的去考虑到说，到底是不是我们真的有需要使用这些 iPhone 的。
So that's why the attachment is something like that you will not look at necessarily. So you can go on and buy the more, yeah, do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 所以这种贪着呢，有时候就是我们真的不会很仔细的去看，说我们到底有没有需要。
So one very funny thing, India in the one constitution, some of the Indian constitution and some particular grace and the group, they can marry or 3 or 4 times without a divorce with the first or second couple, they can marry on. So people in India, they will go on the marry 3 or 4 times, marry and marry again and again without giving the divorce. They can do it according to the Indian constitution law, some particular group. Because they are going in the marry again because of the attachment and the desire. Really, they don't have to go like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, so that you by law, it's legal.
Yeah, legal for some particular group of the people. It's a legal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's illegal. So the people's with attachment, and then they will go on a marry again 3 or 4 times without giving the divorce for the first couple or second couple. Yeah, first, I mean the spouse and the second spouse. Yeah.
Yes. 那仁波切说呢，在印度呢有一群很特殊的团体哦。那这个团体里面呢，他们是认为说一个人呢可以结3次婚到4次婚。那在结婚的时候呢，也不需要跟前配偶离婚，就可以一再娶3个4个。 那他们呢就会一直娶了3个4个，可是他们不会仔细去观察说到底他们有没有需要这样结那么多次婚，他们只是因为他们自己的这种贪着啊，或者他们这种欲望，那他们就这样结婚。那这样子如果说其实在印度的宪法当中，这群人的这样做其实还是合法的，但是他们就是基于他们的欲望去做，而不去想他们到底需不需要。
So this is something like the desire and the attachment, something that the human's mind, desire, the attachment, something is to go the beyond of the sum of that in the reality. Sometimes it will go beyond. So when the desire and the attachment comes, we will not look at what is the reality, it's a good or not. We cannot judge that. Attachment and the desire, something, it will make us a blind, and we cannot judge whether it's a good or bad. Make us a blind. So that's why it said that this is the first poison we have to eliminate or we have to reduce. So it said that, no.
所以在这边有提到呢，这个贪着啊，或者这种欲望呢，会让我们呢，就是没有办法真的看清楚实相是什么。那这时候会让我们呢，反而好像是瞎了眼一样，然后我们就没有办法真的去判断事情的真相。所以在这边提到最重要的第一件事情，就是要断除这个贪着。
So thing is that, yeah. So that's why I think in the Sarah in my house, so there is a small garden in my house. I think you have seen that small garden. Where we don't have the light on the garden, light in the garden.
那仁波切呢，在这个色拉的这个住所呢，是有个小花园，那小花园当中是没有灯的。
So my student told me that we need a light over there.
那学生就跟仁波切说，我们在这个花园需要一个灯。
But I thought that it's not that important.
那仁波切说这不重要。
But the concept is a very difficult to convince them that it's not necessary. Because now they already have the desire to have the light. Because they are seeing the others in the garden, they are having the light. So we should have the light also. Now they have a strong desire to have the light in there. So it's very difficult to convince that it's not necessary. Very difficult. So I stopped to convince them that we don't need that. So I just keep the silence and not put the light. That's the only way. So that's what they told me they need a light. Students said they need a light in the garden because they say that in the others places they got there is a light in the garden. They
Yes.
lights in the garden. So now they have generated the desire to have the light. So now it's very difficult to convince that we really not need that. That is the more than the necessity. I could not explain them now.
那仁波切的，
Because they have the desire and the attachment already created, no, in their mind.
那仁波切的学生就建议仁波切要装灯嘛。仁波切说没有需要，但是因为他们的内心当中已经对于这个装一盏灯产生很强烈的这种贪着的心和希求的心，所以当仁波切跟他们说不需要的时候，仁波切很难去说服他们，因为他们就开始会说，那隔壁的邻居也有灯啊，那为什么我们不能有灯呢？所以后来呢，因为他们已经产生强烈的这种贪着跟希望，所以仁波切觉得很难说服他们，仁波切就保持沉默，就不说话。
So very story is that the one maybe one of the my student, I mean the overseas foreign student. So he want to donate me the light in the my garden. He want to donate the light, and he told me he will do that sponsor for the light. So that time one of the my student really very sick. One of the my student, he student and he's also Rinpoche, one Rinpoche student. He was very sick. So I asked him to the all the money what you are sponsoring me the light in the garden, whatever money use that toward the sponsor the his sickness. So I just asked him to donate to that.
那有一个仁波切的学生呢，就跟仁波切说呢，他想要供养仁波切灯，那装在这个花园里面。可是那个时候，仁波切有个学生，他也是个仁波切，那他因为病得很严重，那仁波切就告诉他这个学生说，那请把你要供养给我的这个灯的钱呢，就用来帮那一位仁波切治病吧。
So that's why the sometimes in the even so some of the people like that, some of my students, when they have the generated the desire or attachment to have the light in the garden, now it isn't a no other logics I can give, no other logics it goes in their mind because they have the very now the desire, this attachment there. Now they cannot see the right and wrong and the what is necessary or not necessary. They will only think we should have that, we should have that.
那仁波切呢说，在以这个灯为例子呢，因为仁波切的学生在内心当中已经强烈很强的这种执着，希望能够在花园当中装灯。那这时候仁波切不管用怎么样的逻辑推理告诉他们说，并不需要这样的灯，但事实上，因为他们的内心产生这种强烈的贪着，他们也没办法去判断什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是需要的，什么是不需要的。
So in the monastery, one time in the my students, they are talking about buying the new mobile gadget. So Samsung, then now Galaxy One, new mobile gadget. So I told them the way you have to buy it. Even I'm your teacher. I'm not using the oldest smartphones. You can look at my phone, very old phone, not using the smartphone. You don't need that. Being the monks and we don't overcome the all these necessities. I mean the unnecessary things we have to overcome that these are unnecessary things. I told them.
那就是有一次仁波切就听到有一些在寺院有一些学生呢，就说他们想要买这个新的手机嘛。那这时候仁波切就说：“为什么我们要买呢？像仁波切自己的手机就很简单，仁波切不是用智慧型的手机。”那仁波切就告诉他的学生说：“事实上我们不需要这些智慧型的手机，我们必须要去想办法克服我们不需要的这些东西的这种想要的需求。”
Then the young monk, young, very young monk, he told me the one thing, we are not same as you, Rinpoche. We are young, you get old, so you don't need all these smartphones.
那这时候有一个比较年少的这个僧众呢，就跟仁波切说：“仁波切，我们跟你是不一样的，我们很年轻，你已经老了。”
Actually, it's not with the age. It's not because of I'm older than the other young. Actually, it's because of the attachment. There is strong attachment, a desire to have the smartphone, Samsung Galaxy, the smartphone. That is the attachment they are talking about. No logics and no reasons, they will not go in their mind.
那仁波切说，事实上呢，对于这个智慧型手机的需求呢，跟年纪是无关的，因为他们呢，就是想要有这种 Samsung 的 Galaxy 的这种手机，那这是依于他们的心里面的贪着还有欲望而来的。所以用一些逻辑的推理告诉他们不需要这些东西，也是没有办法说服的。
So this is something like that. That attachment and desire. So in my, I'm spending the life in the monasteries, teaching the students and the monasteries. So I have seen that the attachment and the desire is one of the root cause. That the special root of the one of the thing that the not do the Dharma practice go smooth. So that is the one thing. So that's why it said that it's the first poison, mental poison. We have to eliminate it. Until we cannot eliminate, at least we have to reduce that.
那仁波切呢，一直都是在寺院当中学习。那仁波切他发现说，这种贪着呢，跟欲望，事实上呢，就是让我们没有办法好好做佛法修行的主要的根源。所以我们要断除的第一个最重要的就是这种贪着。那就算不能断除，我们要想办法来减少。
So that's why I always feel that when I give the teaching and I accept the offerings, that is the one type of attachment. So whatever the Dharma I'm preaching, that will not be the pure. So that's why I never accept any offerings with the Dharma teachings.
那仁波切呢，自己在授课的时候或传法的时候，从来都不接受供养。那为什么会这样？因为仁波切觉得说，这样接受的供养呢，事实上它就是一种贪着。那这样子呢，仁波切的教授的这个佛法呢，事实上呢就不纯净了。
So very funny thing. This time, when I was giving the teaching in the World Bank, in the Vietnam World Bank, so I told that in this 21st century, two things will be the always free, my teaching and the air what we take.
那仁波切之前在越南弘法的时候呢，有到这个世界银行去上课。那时候仁波切就告诉他们，在这21世纪当中呢，有两个东西呢是不用钱的，一个呢就是仁波切的教法，另外一个呢就是空气。
So they told me very funny thing. They told me in the World Bank also air is not free. They paid a huge money to get the pure air.
那这时候呢，这个世界银行的人就跟仁波切说：“哦，不，在我们这边呢，空气也是要钱的，我们要付很大一笔钱来买到这个干净的空气。”
Yeah. So thing is that my point is that the sometimes the attachment. So that's why you are saying that sometimes in the normal level, into our day-to-day level, sometimes we will desire the so many things, even if it are not necessary. Sometimes we look for the others and we will think that I should have like this.In the deep down, if you find it out, the why I should have like this, in the deep down, because you feel that you need that, because someone else are having it. That are not a right reason. But when you come, the desire and attachment is there, then you will feel that you should have that.
那有时候呢，我们观察自己每天的日常生活，那我们就会发现说，有时候我们就会很希望得到一些东西。那这时候呢，为什么我们会这样想？其实有时候是我们看到别人有。我们就想要有，而不是我们真的有这个需要。其实，在我们的这个内心的深处呢，我们真正想的是别人有这个东西，所以我们就会产生这些很强烈的贪着跟欲望，就想要得到某些东西。
Okay, so yeah, so something like that. So that's why the attachment and the desire sometimes in the life it will give us some joys, but sometimes it will make our life as a disaster.That's a very difficult. Sometimes with the desire and the attachment, sometimes it will give some joys with the desire and the attachment. Sometimes when you cannot control it, it goes the excess, then it will bring the disaster.
那事实上呢，的确就是有时候有这些贪着或者是这个欲望呢，是有给我们这些可以选择的机会。 但是有时候，如果说我们没有办法很有效的控制这些贪着跟欲望的话，那可能就会造成灾难。
Today in the newspaper, Indian newspaper, very interesting one article came in that Indian newspaper.
那仁波切说，今天呢，在这个印度的新闻当中，有一个很有趣的消息。
It talks about the opium. I didn't know that for the opium sometimes they use for the medicine. Am I right, Julie? It comes from some use for the medicine, the opium.
Yes, yeah, opium. Yes,
So
yappy.
there are some and the, yeah, using for medicine. So that's why the government give the sometimes that they will give the license for the some of the farm they give the license to grow the opium. So that the one of the who grows the opium, he told the one of the experience of the growing the opium in the farm.
那在这个报纸当中，他就讲到，因为在这个印度政府当中呢，有时候他们会给一些特殊的农夫，给他们执照，让他们可以种植鸦片。
So they told that when the parrot sometimes comes and that eat that opium, when the first moment the parrot eat that opium, then it will lose the all the appetite and the all the things to have their food. Then they will only try to eat the opium. Other than the opium, they will never eat. They will lose the all the appetite. Then slowly they will start to get then weaker and weaker and weaker and they will die. So he said that when the moment first they start to eating the opium, that moment is starting the enjoying. Also, the enjoying the death.
Is animal or human? Animal, birds?
Parrot.
A bat. Okay.
Parrot, you know the parrot.
Yes, yeah, parrot.
Yeah, parrot. Yeah, it said that the parrot when they comes and some when the parrot they comes and they will eat the opium. Once they eat the opium, then they will lose the appetite to eat the food and the whatever other things. They will never. Eat that, they will lose the all this. Then only they will look for the opium. So slowly they will start to get weak and they will die.
OK，那就是说呢，就是新闻报纸当中呢，因为有些人他们可以合法的种植这个所谓的鸦片田嘛，那所以他们就发现了一个很有趣的现象。那他们就发现呢，就是有一些动物，应该是怎么就说 parrot，应该是那个鹦鹉，就是他们来的时候，他们有时候会吃那个鸦片。那他们吃这个鸦片的时候，一开始呢，他们就开始就是其他东西都不想吃了，他们只想吃鸦片，那就一直吃，一直吃，一直吃。可是呢，这个鸦片开始吃的过多之后，慢慢的他们就会死掉了。所以这些农夫呢，他们就是开玩笑说，当这一些鹦鹉呢开始享受这鸦片的同时，事实上也在享受死亡。
So some sort of like that in our life, some sort of happening, some sort of like that. When we are having the strong attachment, the desire toward the something, then we will cannot think that any other than that. So that's the one big mistake. Usually people's men, so many people used to do that.
那有时候呢，就好像是我们的生活当中也是一样，我们呢有这种很强烈的这种欲望啊、贪着啊，然后就是很像就是这些鹦鹉一样。那事实上呢，这是我们很需要注意的。
Once one, when you look at this parrot, it's so stupid, no? Even if he eat the opium, then he will lose the appetite. He will can eat the other foods, no? He can eat, then he can survive. But the parrot, what he said, that the parrot, when they eat the opium, then they will never try eat the any other foods, any other foods. Only they will seek for the opium. Then they will slowly they will start to get dying because they will not get the enough nutritions.
那仁波切说，我们真的来看这些鹦鹉，会觉得它们真的很笨哦。因为当它们开始吃这个鸦片的时候呢，它们就对于其他的食物呢都没有食欲，不想吃了。它们所有的想法都只想要吃那个鸦片。那因为不断吃鸦片的关系，它们就没有营养。那也就因为这样，就慢慢死亡。
So same thing like the humans. Some humans are like also stupid. When you are having the attachment to have the one car, attachment to have the one house, you will only think on that, and you will not other things than other than that.
那我们人有时候也是一样这么的笨哦。当我们想要一台车，或者是说我们想要买一栋房子的时候，这时候我们都不会想别的事情了。我们脑海当中就是想的这些事情。
So that's the only thing, yeah. For the alcoholic people, only the alcohol they will think. Then they will think everything is fine when they get the alcohol. Once they don't get the alcohol, even they get any other good foods, they will not feel fine.
那同样的，就是在这些酗酒人当中也是一样哦。他们想要的就是只有酒而已。那给他们吃其他的食物，他们并不需要。他们只觉得他们所想要的就是只有酒。
Okay, so that's why the first it said the eliminate. Can you get it in the word eliminate the poison of the attachment? Can you see that?
Yeah, 那所以摩羯说，我们这边可以看到啊，就是这个断除贪欲。
Yeah, can you get it? No. So this is the first thing. Now, second point, you talk about the anger. So it called the anger is a poison like a flower. Poison flower. When the poison flower, so what we have to do is that the, we have to defeat the anger. When we don't the defeat the anger, so that while again the with that anger, it will make out the obstacles. Can you see that?
Yes, Amitya.
Yeah, so that's why we have to defeat the anger of the enemy. Yeah.
那所以在第十三个偈颂当中有说到。这个所谓的贪嗔啊，就像毒花一样。那它，所以我们必须要战胜这个贪嗔，不然会产生很多的障碍。
So to reduce the attachment. So when we have to reduce the attachment, most important thing is that sometimes we need a rules.Self rule. We have to make the self rule that I should do this, I should not do this. So that's why the rules is very important in the life. When you're having the certain of the rules, then you can follow the certain rule, then it will help to reduce the attachment and the desire. Once in this life, we cannot live without attachment and the desire, we cannot live it. But at least we can reduce it, we can have a less desire and a less attachment. That we have to do.
所以，当我们想要断除这个贪着的时候，事实上我们必须要有自律。那借由这些自律的原则呢，告诉我们什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的，然后呢，做很好的遵循。那这样做之后呢，即使我们没有办法完全的断除贪着，我们至少也可以来减少我们的贪着。
OK， 相当土给蛮多，巴拉巴拉的吧。Okay, now the second poison is talking about anger. Anger is like a poison. So anger is like a poison, and what we have to do with the anger? Now he talks about that, yeah.
那所以在第十三个偈颂当中也有提到呢，这所谓的这个嗔恨呢，就是像毒花一样。
So like anger, what we have to do is especially when you look at the anger.So when you look at the anger and the, sometimes that the anger will all the disrupt and a lot of the disturbance induce for us anger.
那当我们去观待这个嗔恨的时候呢，我们会发现这个嗔恨对我们的干扰是很大的。
Yeah. So sometimes what will happen is that anger. So sometimes when the anger arises, with that anger, it will disturb our mental peace. Also, it will destroy the, all the happiness of the others or of the families.
那我们会注意，当这个愤怒升起的时候呢，事实上呢，它会去干扰我们内心的平静，而且呢，也会去影响到我们其他家人的开心和快乐。
So that's why here you talk about the second poison that we have to overcome the anger. Once we cannot overcome the anger, at least we have to reduce the anger.
那这边提到的第二个毒呢，就是这个嗔恨心哦。那就算我们不能够完全的断除嗔恨心，也要想办法能够减少。
Generally, people, when you everything is fine, we will not generate the anger. When the circumstances of the difficulties, the circumstances comes, then the anger will come.
那一般来讲哦，当一切事事顺利的时候，我们就不太会有这个嗔恨心。一般都是产生一些困难的时候，有状况的时候，我们才会产生这种嗔恨心。
I will give you one example.
那仁波切要举例给我们听。
When you go and when you when someone give you the one, I mean the someone give you the one watch or the clock or whatever, once you get back to the home and it didn't work properly, you won't feel that much, I mean the disturb in your mind.
Yes. 那仁波切举例给我们听哦，当如果说有人送你一个手表或是一个钟，那你回家之后发现说这个表或是钟呢，并不能运作的非常的正常，这时候你的内心当中其实不会太生气。
So now when you pay for the something, when you buy the one clock, when you buy the watch and you paid it, and when you get back to the home and when it's not woke, then really it will disturb you quite a lot.
但是如果相反的，这个钟或是表是由我们自己付钱买来的话，当回家发现它不能够很正常的运作，这时候我们内心呢就会非常的不开心。
That is now the circumstances is coming, no? Unfavorable circumstances. Unfavorable circumstances and unfavorable condition that triggered the anger. That time really we have to control the anger.
那像这种情况呢，就是所谓的逆境。对我来讲，这种逆境出现的时候，就是我们必须要去对抗我们愤恨心的时候。
But you will think that you have the every right to be the anger.
但是呢，我们往往都会觉得。
You have the right to get the angry.
但是呢，我们常常往往会觉得说，我有权利去感到生气呀，我有这个权利愤怒吗？
It is not issue of the whether you have right to get angry or not. It is not the issue of that. It is the issue of the generating the anger itself that hurt you very much. So that is the very wrong thing.
那在这边呢，事实上我们要探讨的并不是说我们是不是有那个权利生气。我们必须知道是说，如果我们生气的话，它会对我们造成很大的伤害。
This time when I was giving the teaching, one time I told once I was also very short-tempered monk. So when I was so many years back, when I get angry, I used to break the things.
那仁波切说呢，在很多年前的时候，仁波切自己的脾气也不是很好，有时候因为动怒的时候呢，可能就会把一些东西打坏。
So after the finishing the teaching, one of the very small child asked me the question after the teaching, maybe 8 or 9 years old, that small child. He asked me that, Rinpoche, when you are the young, this is the way how you release the anger, the smashing the things, that is the, your way to release the, your anger.
有时候仁波切有一次仁波切上完课啊，就有一个八九岁的小朋友跟仁波切说，仁波切，当你很年轻的时候呢，你就是借由这个把东西弄坏啊，或是把东西打破，来让你的愤怒的心减少。
So that the small kid gave me the one card.
Card.
After a few days, card, yeah.
那后来呢？这个八九岁小男孩在几天之后就给仁波切一个小卡片。
That 8 or 9 years old kid, and that card, he told me the one thing in the card. He told me that you do more exercise. When you do the more exercise, then you will feel the more happy. That is, I think, the his way how to overcome the anger.
那这时候呢，这个八九岁小男孩就给仁波切一张小卡片。那小卡片上面就写说，仁波切。你没有在做运动，如果你做运动的话，就能够克服你的愤怒的心。那仁波切就开玩笑说，可能这个小男孩就是借由运动呢，来让自己的心情变好。
But even the small kid knows that when they're getting the anger, smashing the things are very wrong thing. That even the small kid, 8 or 9 year kid knows that. But normally people do that. Not even the adults do quite a lot like that.
那仁波切说呢，像以前仁波切脾气不好，然后就会丢东西、摔东西嘛。仁波切说，这样的一个行为呢，就是连小孩子都觉得是不对，但是很多成年人仍然是这样子做。
So this is something like that is happening all in the day-to-day life. So that's why, as I told a few times last time, when we have to look back or the years back and up till now, we have to see that how much of our anger have reduced.It remain the same or whatever. Sometimes we have to check. So it is something like that. When the anger is reduced, comparing to the when you started the Dharma practice, then you are mentally you are becoming more healthy.
那仁波切说呢，其实呢，在这个日常生活当中，我们必须去观待自己。我们要去比较自己的现在跟几年前有没有差别，是否我们这种愤恨、嗔恨的心有减少了？如果说我们在学法之前，跟学法之后，我们这个愤怒的心真的有减少的话，那就表示说我们的内心就更健康了。
So generally, one time I told the one thing that I in my life I saw the one two things who do the Dharma practice.
那仁波切说，在他的生活当中呢，他曾经看到有两个学习佛法的人。
So because the one time in the one teaching time, one very funny person came and asked a very funny question. There was something, very funny questions came and he asked. And some of the people, they feel a little bit upset of that person's character. So at that time, I told a few people.
那有一次呢，就是有个人呢，就问在仁波切上课的时候，就问一些非常有趣的好玩的问题，这样。那有些人呢，他就说有些人呢，可能对他的这个性格呢感到不开心。那仁波切就告诉大家一些事。
So I told them that only in this world, only the two person will do the Dharma very properly.
那仁波切说。
Only two person will do the Dharma, practice the Dharma, try to do the Dharma. Yeah.
那仁波切说，在世界上呢，有两种人呢，会试着来修行佛法。
Yeah, one is an intelligent person.
那一个,
one is a little bit of the crazy people. They will do the Dharma.
那仁波切说，在世界上有两种人会学习，就是会认真学习佛法。一种呢，就是真的是很聪明的人；一种就是有点内心，就是有点疯的人。
Yeah, so. Yeah, these two people will do the Dharma, whether you're a little time with the crazy people or the intelligent people. The rest of them, they will listen to the Dharma and they will not do it.
那仁波切就说呢，有两种人呢，真的是非常用心的学习佛法的。一个呢，就是很聪明的人；那一个呢，就是心理有不正常的人。这两种人会很认真的修行佛法。那其他人呢，就听了佛法之后，那也不做。
When Buddha was practicing Dharma, one point people all feel that he's a crazy being, the prince, leaving all his wife and the kid and the whole the king's palace and the living lives, going there 2,500 years back, the person who do like that. Crazy, no? No one such did like that. So Buddha people feel crazy.
那就佛陀的时代来讲呢，当时的人呢认为佛陀真的是疯了，这样在修行佛法。因为他是一个王子，可是他放弃了他的王子的王位，然后离开了他的太太，离开了孩子，离开他的皇宫，睡在 2,500 年的人，对他们来说呢，佛陀真的是算是疯了。
So there is one of the Indian, I mean the scholar said the one thing. Differences between the going in the jungle, no? Well, going the differences, he's talking about going to the jungle. Buddha's going into the jungle and the beggars leaving the street and going to the jungle. He talks about the differences.
那曾经有一个印度的学者，他就说，有一个是佛陀呢离开了他的家，然后到丛林当中，跟一个乞丐呢，他离开了街上到丛林当中，这两者是有差别的。
When Buddha lives in the go for the jungle, he lives in the jungle, and even he comes back to the jungle, he can go to the palace, lots of the choice. When the bakers go to the jungle, he have no choice. Whether he goes in the jungle or the street, he have no way to live.
那佛陀呢，他不管是住在他的这个皇宫，或是住在呢这个丛林当中呢，事实上他都可以很自在。那如果说对一个乞丐来讲呢，他是在这个街上。 或者是说他是到丛林当中呢，事实上对他来讲，他就是无可奈何，因为他没有别的选择。
So that's why now when we pick the practice of Dharma, so when the practice Dharma, we have to follow a very intelligent way. So that's why we always have to see that how the mental state, what the difference is, we have to see it. But always we will do the physical lot of the checkups. So we will see how the physical healthness. So same thing like the Dharma practice, we have to look at your mind and see what the changes are there in your mind.
那仁波切就提醒我们大家，在这个学习佛法，必须用一个聪明的方法来学习。那我们必须去审视我们的内心的状态。其实我们常常都很重视我们的身体的健康，那会做很多的健检来确定我们身体是否健康。那同样的，对于我们的心理状态，我们也是要去做检验。
So yeah, some people they do so sometimes I used to say that when you have nothing to do, some people say, oh, we'll do the
Dharma.
Okay. So that's the thing is that but the important thing is that when you start the practice of the Dharma, most important thing is to try to check up your mind, especially these old poison, okay? Attachment. and the hatred, anger. So when you see the little bit changes, little bit reduced, then you really are succeeding.
那仁波切说，当我们在学习佛法的时候呢，我们必须要记得时时去检视我们的内心的状态。我们必须去检视说，这些毒，像是这个愤恨的心，或者是说像这个贪着的心，是不是有减少？如果有减少的话，那表示说我们的学佛之路是成功的。
Yeah, so that's why, okay? So that's why here it say that, so that's why it's give the example. If you look at the test, if give the example as the flower, no? The hatred, the poisonous flower.
所以呢，我们再看这个第十三个偈颂，上面写着嗔恨毒花燃放时。
So hatred is a poison flower, is something like that. When you look at a poison flower, so when the poison flower, that will bring the also the smell, that also a very harmful smell.
那事实上呢，这个嗔恨的毒花开放的时候，事实上它可以带来对我们有很大伤害的这个香的味道气味。
So that's why the what we have to do. What we have to do is that whenever you look at our mind, sometimes that the angers, it will sometimes the angers, when we generate the anger, so it will also do the lot of the disturbs for the, our Dharma practice.
那如果说我们真的去审视我们内心，有时候会发现这个嗔恨的心会影响到我们对佛法的修持。
Not only the Dharma practice, when the general anger, it will disturb a lot of our mental peace and our life.
那真的，当我们会愤怒的时候呢，我们就会发现这些愤怒的心都会去影响到我们内心的平静。
Okay. So today, you, if you have any drinks, you can drink. Okay.
仁波切说，大家如果有饮料的话，就现在可以喝。
Okay. One point. What I heard in the Nepal, in the many, I mean, the earthquake hit area, even they don't have the water to drink.
那仁波切说呢，他有听说，在这个尼泊尔受到震灾影响的地方，有些人是没有水可以喝的。
Yeah. So some points, even when you have to, when you look at having the water to drink, that is also blessed.
所以仁波切说，就某方面来看，我们可以有水喝，真的是一种加持啊。
Yeah. So it's, so generally, human's mind is a very strange.
其实人心呢，真的是蛮奇怪的。
You will, maybe you will think the water blessed. There are the thousands of the people, they have a water. Even the thousands of people, they will drink the better water than me.
对，人人就觉得说啊，这样算什么加持啊？有那么多人，成千上万人可以喝到水，甚至有人喝的水比我还好。
But thinking that one point, you are right.
如果这样想的话，从某方面来看也是对的。
But will that make you happy? No,
但这样想，但是这样想会让我们觉得开心吗？
When we drink the water, when we think that the, even there are thousands of people really suffered and do not have like this water to drink, that way of the thinking also right.
那有时候如果说我们在喝水的时候，我们的想法是说有好多人是没有办法喝到这样水的，这样的想法也是对的。
But that makes them more happy. That makes us more happy thinking that way.
那这样去想来喝水的话。会让我们快乐很多。
So that's why, so that's why, that's why one thing I told this time, one book came, and so this why, this time, so I told that that's even sometimes when I have the monk, we're having the nothing much, but still I can enjoy the life and be the happy. Because only thing is a happiness, generating happiness, only thing is a changes the some way of our thinking.
那仁波切就说，就好像以他们这个出家人来讲啊，虽然说没有很多的这些外物，没有很多这种东西，但是呢，人就可以过得很开心。所以，实际上要过得开心，并不是我们拥有什么东西，而是我们如何去改变我们内心的想法。
Okay, so that's why. Okay, so now you can see that. Okay, okay, now the Siddhanta, okay, now he, that's why here it said that for the anger, sometimes we have to act like a Yamantaka. Or it said that Yamantaka, or what it said?
Yamantaka, okay,
isn't it what it said that when you look at the when the poison of the hatred flower blooms?
Yes.
Then,
yes. Then
Yamantaka, no, if you don't act like a Yamantaka, isn't it? If you don't act like a furious of the form of the Yamantaka, something like that, no?
Yes.
Yeah, it said that. Now that if you look, give the example, can you read that sentence? Okay.
那仁波切现在提到就是嗔恨毒花燃放时，不现怒如炎魔敌。
So that is give the one example.
那这边呢，可以给我们一个例子。
Generally, when you look at the Yamantaka, it's a very furious form.
那当我们看到炎魔敌，炎魔敌就是大威德金刚。那基本上大威德金刚都是现愤怒相。
Very furious, and now here it's showing that sometimes we have to be the very furious and the very furious towards anger, towards negative thoughts. We have to be very furious towards anger.
那我们呢，事实上也应该对这个愤怒的心，或是对这些负面的情绪呢，现愤怒相。So
that's why it's saying that we should not tolerate with the anger. We should not tolerate with the negative emotions.
所以他这边是提到，我们不应该去容忍我们这些愤怒的心，或者是去容忍我们内心这些负面的想法。So
generally, when we generate a negative thoughts like anger, after that, what will we feel? Oh, it's fine. But in the reality, it's not a fine. We have to find a one solution to reduce it. So we should not tolerate that way.
仁波切说呢，每次呢，当我们心中升起烦恼，比方说像愤怒的时候，我们就会想说，这样子应该没关系吧？我们不会想要去想到一个方法来解决它，那我们反而会去容忍这样子一个愤怒。
So that's why when we are tolerate with the anger, when we try to tolerate with anger, what will happen is that then the we that will be what will happen is that then the more and more anger will come to our mind. Yeah.
如果我们这一次,
then we cannot control the anger. So that's why we have to get the solution to overcome the anger.
如果说我们对这个愤怒呢产生容忍的心，那我们就会产生越来越多的这种愤怒，那最后呢，我们就没有办法来控制它。So
that's why the most important thing is the solution is what we have to do is a solution to overcome the anger. Most important thing is the death of compassion. That's the most important thing. Practicing the compassion, yeah.
那对我们来说，如果真的要去克服我们的愤怒的话，最好的修持就是悲心。So
that's why generating the compassion. Whenever someone, when you are having the generate the anger towards someone, first what you have to try to generate the compassion toward that person, to try to generate the compassion.
那每当我们对某个人产生愤怒的时候， 这时候我们应该对峙的方法就是对他产生悲心。Very,
very difficult this point. So very difficult.
仁波切说这个是真的非常非常的困难。But
when you try one or two, it will get easier.
但是如果我们试着做一两次，就会越来越简单。So
that's why the whoever, when you get angry to the someone, first thing is to generate the compassion. You have to mentally forgive them. That's the first thing. When you forgive them, then only the compassion can start. First thing is we cannot forgive that person who whom you are getting angry. Because you are thinking that person has hurt you. Once you cannot forgive them, you cannot generate anger. That's the first thing is you have to forgive.
那仁波切说,
mentally, okay, mentally forgive, yeah.
那仁波切说呢，当我们对一个人生气的时候，首先在我们的内心里面，我们必须真的去原谅他。我们原谅他了之后呢，我们才有办法对他升起这个悲心。那常常呢，我们就是因为内心没办法原谅对方，觉得对方呢伤害了我们，所以我们就没有办法对他升起悲心。
So that's why the first step is that now what you have to do is that on this today's sessions, now what you have to do is the person whom you are getting the angry, maybe pick up the two or three person usually who you are getting the angry, try to mentally forgive them. You don't have to tell them that I forgive you. You don't have to tell them, okay? Then again, they will think that you've gone crazy after practicing the Dharma. So you can just mentally try to forgive them, okay?
那林波先说呢，今天上完课之后，我们可能就去学的第一步就是，我们要找到两三个人是我们会对他们动怒的。那我们必须在内心当中呢，真的去原谅他们。可是我们不需要在口语去上去告诉他们说我原谅你了，不用这样讲。你去这样讲，他们可能觉得你学法之后呢就疯了。那我们最重要是要内心去告诉自己说，我在心里面原谅你了。
Okay, mentally forgive them. Again, you will think that why I should forgive them. They really hurt me much. Don't ask this question, okay? Just see when you try to mentally forgive them. When you mentally forgive them, try to generate the compassion. Then you will have another experience. Then we'll have another experience of the joy.
那这时候呢，就有人说，为什么我要原谅他？他对我的伤害这么大，为什么原谅他？仁波切说，我们不需要去问这个问题。 我们这个时候只需要去做，我们在我们内心里面真的心理上去原谅这个人，对他产生悲心。那由借由这样的一个经验，我们就开始会产生一些不同的感受，那甚至于会觉得开心。When
you ask the question, why I have to forgive them? Then when you are asking the question, then who will give you the answer? But you are when you ask the question yourself, then you will give the answer.
那当我们问了问，当我们问了这个问题，问说为什么我必须要原谅对方呢？这时候没有人会给你答案，只有你自己可以告诉自己答案。But
the one thing that when you give the answer, are you sure that you can give the right answer for that question?
但是如果说一旦你回答了这个问题，你有确定这个问题是对的吗？
So I'm not sure whether you can give it. You can when you ask this question, you ask that why I should give the forgive the person whom hurt me. That the question when you are asking for the yourself, then it is not. First, when you're trying to forgive, difficult. When the second and third try to mentally forgive them, then it will become the easy. The forgiveness is the one of the very, very strong mental force. Forgiveness is a power.
那仁波切说呢，当我们有时候去问说为什么呢？我要去原谅这些伤害我们的人。那其实这个最重要的是，不是问问题，而是说我们必须试着去做。我们要试着在内心深处真的去原谅对方。那我们可能做一次、两次之后。 那其实我们会发现呢，我们这个内心啊，它这个原谅是带非常强力的力量的。那仁波切说，刚才告诉大家去原谅那些伤害我们人的这件事情，是我们这次的功课。那现在我们就是要念这个上师会供。
Okay, talk prayers. Generally, whatever the talk prayer merit, what you have achieved, then the dedicate that merit to the person who passed away in the Nepal and also wherever in the natural disaster, whenever pass away all over in the world, okay? And also the victim of all the natural disasters, okay? Wherever in the world, okay?
那仁波切说，今天我们做这个上师会供的时候，我们要把这些功德呢，回向给在尼泊尔赈灾当中的受难者。 那另外，我们也可能要回向给所有呢，在这个智难灾害当中，或因为其他灾难而受难或往生的人。Okay,
so also then maybe I'm after 2 weeks later I'm planning to go to the Nepal. So also then, okay, so planning to go to Nepal. Yeah, so then maybe I will know more better how to really their support.
那仁波切说，两三周之后，仁波切回到尼泊尔去看，那去观察当地会有什么样的需要。
So that's why. So now the thing is that, okay, now the okay, so you pray for that, okay. Now you all pray. Now pray, okay. So with the so offering, pray for this all people who suffer in Nepal and all over the world, okay, who had the sufferings of the all the because of the natural disaster, okay.
那么先说，现在我们就在做上师会供，然后我们就把这些功德都回向给在尼泊尔赈灾的那些受难者，以及所有在这个自然灾害当中受伤或是往生的人。
Now you have the top book, not Lama Chöpa books, all of you having, no? Guru Puja book.
大家都有这个上师会供的法本吗？
有。你们有吗？
有。
有。Okay. Yeah, then you are having the top offering.
那我们大家准备贡品吧。
有。
Okay. Then after top offering, then enjoy it, okay? Then eat it, okay?
我先说，上次会供结束之后，大家就好好的吃这些会供品。
Okay, then enjoy it. So, I can only see the soul offering, and I cannot eat.
能不能说他看得到，吃不到？
So in the Sera, so like getting like a different cakes and so many things. What you are having the Taiwan, what you can eat, so very difficult to get it in Sera.
你好，叶怎么写？
Okay, now we will do the two offerings, okay? If you have the books. Okay, especially the, now the two offerings, when you read the source, especially then also pray for the all the spirits or the spirit of the person who passed away, okay? Whether they get the food, okay? And the food, okay?
You mean the spirits?
Spirits and after Pardos, okay, Pardo people who over died in these tragedies, okay.
那仁波切说呢，我们要把这次的回向给那一些，就是因为赈灾之后往生，那他们现在正在种因生的这些众生。
Because a lot of the people, I think they died in the very panic and the very fear. So I, but many, I mean, the person who died, they might be in a very suffering at the Pardo state.
那仁波切说，因为这些人在过世的时候是充满着恐惧的，所以他们现在在这个中医生的阶段应该也是蛮恐惧的。
So that's why I also pray for the, all the people who were born in the Pardo and the special who died in this tragedy. Okay.
所以我们就是回向给这些往生者以及在中医生的众生。
Also, when you visualize that, when you're giving the these or the offerings or offering things that also a lot of the you are giving these offerings also to offerings to the also the Pardo, okay, peoples. Okay.
所以我们必须去观想说，当我们在做这个会供的时候，也是布施给这些在众医生的众生。
Okay, now we'll do the offering. Okay, Eileen, now she can lead the prayer. Okay.
艾琳姐，就是麻烦你开始带领我们唱诵。
Okay, we have finished.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.